This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody had a great week, and I appreciate everybody taking some time out of their day, whether it is on the radio or through our podcast or on our website, to listen to our weekend show. This week I had some great editorials covering, first of all, the Bank of Canada rate increase, as well as Ms. Yellen addressing Congress and the Senate, and some of the weak economic data that we saw to end the week. That being said, we cover that through this week. Now, this weekend, we're going to look a little bit more at some of the precious metals and get an update from a sponsor company. This first segment, I am featuring Brent Cook, founder and co-editor of his newsletter with our good friend Joe Mazumdar, Exploration Insights. And Brent, let's focus on what you are focusing on for your subscribers. And as you told me off mic, you said you guys are moving away from some of the larger, more advanced companies, focusing on some of the smaller exploration companies. Please explain why, Brent.
Yeah, well, we, you know, I guess the start of 2016, we got into the larger stock, mid-tier companies on the idea that the majors would be buying out at least the legitimate good quality projects. We saw that happen with six of our companies. We started moving down into a smaller cap, more early stage, even exploration stage companies, because we're just not seeing that much out there that I think a major company is going to buy this far advanced. So the place to be is discovery. And it's a tough place to be, but it's certainly, I'm encouraged by what I'm seeing in terms of when some company does appear to have a discovery, the market really reacts. We saw that a couple of days ago with Novo Resources and their project in Australia, West Australia. We've seen that with Orion, that's AU, with their discovery of gold-bearing boulders in Finland. So that tells me it's the place to be. And I also know that the major mining companies are desperate for these sorts of things.
So, Brent, exploration companies obviously are high risk, but when you look at these companies, how do you balance out being, first of all, a district size or large enough scale that major companies would be interested, and then also drill results in terms of high grade? Because I do know that, from what I remember, you like to see high grade results.
Yeah, well, Joe and I mean, since the letter's about what we're actually buying with our money, We're pretty damn cautious. And, you know, in a letter, that you've got to be pretty sure when you put in a statement that you bought this stock, because getting in is usually easier than getting out. But then what we really have to do is form some sort of investment thesis as to what the project may contain, the geology, the type of deposit, a rough estimate of what the production costs are going to be, capital costs are going to be, infrastructure issues, that sort of thing. So basically, when we look at a project early stage, we build a mine in the back of our head, and we want something that's high enough quality, high enough margin. And that's different than high grade, high margin, enough that a major company will come in and buy it. So those are all the things we take into account before we actually put something in the letter that we're buying.
Now, what about location-wise, Brent? Are there certain areas around the world or in certain countries that you seem to be shining a brighter light on right now?
Not really. I mean, I was just in Japan 2 weeks ago looking at projects, and that's a country that hasn't seen any exploration for decades and hasn't really since the 1940s. Most gold mines are shut down. They've got one or two gold mines operating now, and that's it. So the country's never really been explored. So that's an interesting target. looking for new epithermal gold deposits or precious metal deposits. I'll be off in Australia next week looking at projects. Joe just got back from Guyana. He's looking to go to Peru, Chile, Argentina, certainly Canada and the U.S. I was there 3 weeks ago. So we're going any place that seems to have a legitimate rule of law and a mining regulations you can work with. Again, some place that a major company would be comfortable buying a project in.
Now, what about metals? I know, obviously, gold, silver, those are attractive, but are there any other metals that you're looking at considering maybe more so than you used to?
I guess to some degree, but not really. Again, our focus is something that's high enough margin to attract a bid from a major. And I'd say our portfolio is probably 70% precious metals, but we also own some zinc exploration companies. We own a couple of, you know, copper companies. So it's, again, it's just, it's a matter of, is the magnitude big enough to attract a major company buying it? Because they're all burning through their reserves and resources. They're all looking for new deposits that make money. And a copper company is just as willing to buy a project as a gold company or a zinc company.
So, Brent, this year we have seen a couple buyouts and even a couple buyouts of some sponsor companies that we've been following, but we've also seen a lot of major companies take equity positions in these exploration companies. Are you expecting more through the second half of this year, equity positions being taken or more takeovers?
I think the projects out there that are worth taking over are few and far between. So I think what we're going to really see are these major mining companies either invest via equity or via joint venture into companies and projects that they think may have the potential to deliver what they're after. I mean, consider if I'm, for instance, Newmont Mining, and this is what they've done, or Barrick Mining, we know the Guyana Shield has a lot of gold. We've seen some large projects down there, but we're not really equipped to go in there and start a big exploration program. That's a big, you know, infrastructure and time capital cost to us. But if we can do a joint venture with a company that's been there for years, knows the system, has the ground, that's a much more efficient way to explore a lot of ground with the same dollars. And that's what they've done with an Australian company called Alicanto that we're invested in. And we're seeing that across the board. Mirasol is getting that done. Evrim Resources. That's where the major mining companies we're seeing, they're kind of drifting in that direction. I think that's a smart direction for both the large companies and the junior explorers.
All right, Brent. Everybody always wants me to ask, can you share with our audience some other companies that you either are following or have picked up coverage recently that you would be willing to share? Please.
Well, certainly the usual, Mirasol Resources, one of the best exploration groups around, active in Chile and Argentina, a number of joint ventures, 20 plus million in the bank that they got from selling a past discovery. Recently we bought a company called New Range Gold in Nevada, which is pretty interesting. A lot of work there left to go, but that's one. I mean, we've got there's about 20 in the portfolio. And that's where we're trying to keep it. Those are two that we're into. Also, one more. I'll give you a zinc company we're invested in, which is Tinka Resources, who have made what appears to be a very large, pretty good grade zinc discovery in Peru.
I think we've actually heard the name Tinka from you before, Brent. But, hey, all those stocks, obviously, if you're holding them and have been following them for a while, they are worth people's time to check out. And I know that I will be seeing you at the upcoming Sprott Conference. So, again, anybody who is attending the Sprott Conference, please come by, visit my booth, chat with Brent if you have a chance, and please email me any companies that you are interested in that are attending this conference. I've already gotten a number of emails over this week. I'm always looking for more and more companies for people to recommend so that I can follow up with them at the show and potentially bring them on our site if I think that they really do have a story that is worth noting. But Brent, hey, great chatting with you. Thanks for taking some time this weekend.
Thank you, Corey.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, we are going to get a bit of a company update from Excelsior Mining Corp. They are a sponsor on our website, and they are a company that released news back in the tail end of June, June 27th, that talked about Excelsior Mining's Johnson Camp mine receives amended state permit. I have Stephen Twirl, the president and CEO of Excelsior Mining, on the line with me. And Stephen, some of the questions that we had regarding this news was, why does this Johnson Camp mine need an amended state permit? I thought that the company was going through with this in-situ mining method, so why do we need to amend this area of the permit? Talking with you off mic, you explained to me that initially this Johnson Camp mine was permitted. It's actually the processing facility, and it was permitted for a heat leach operation. But now that you're going through an in situ, you needed to go back to the government and get this permit amended. Can you take us through how that process works and why this is important to continue to move the overall Gunnarsson Copper Project forward through to production?
Sure. Yeah, they're really good questions, Barry. So the in-situ part of the operation, which is the well field or the leach field, that's on the south side of our property, and we call that Gunnarsson. And so right now we are in the process of getting operating permits from the state and the federal government for that mining operation, which is really just the well field. But north of us, we have our processing facility, and that's at Johnson Camp. And that's in a separate wholly owned entity of our company. So the Johnson Camp mine had an aquifer protection permit, an air quality permit, and other relevant permits. But those permits were designed for, as you said, an open pit and a sort of heat leach operation. So in order for us to process our wellfield solutions at the processing facility at Johnson Camp, we had to amend that permit. It's basically the amendment says this facility can now accept solutions from the wellfield instead of from the leach pad. And so we amended that permit. That went to public comment. We were lucky. Not so much lucky. We did a lot of work in the community, but we didn't get any public comment on that. And that permit has since been issued. So now the facility at Johnson Camp is fully permitted and capable of taking the solutions from the well field when we pipe them up there.
So, Stephen, from what I understand, the Johnson Camp mine now fully permitted, so that is good to go in terms of production. Now the focus, again, turns back to the actual Gunnarsson area, which is, as you mentioned, in a company that is, well, under the same umbrella, all under Excelsior Mining. What are you doing work-wise behind the scenes as you continue to wait for more permits to come for the Gunnarsson Copper Project?
Sure. So we have two permits to get on that Gunnarsson well field, and one of them is a state aquifer protection permit. And the other one is the federal underground injection control permit. So the state permit is out in public comment now, been out for a few weeks. And so whilst it's in public comment, you know, we spend a lot of time talking to people in the community, to business leaders, to legislators, anyone who's a potential stakeholder, explaining to them, you know, what this permit means and what the project's going to mean for the county and the economy. So we're doing a lot of that behind the scenes. At the same time, you know, we're still working with the federal government. They are still doing the final technical review, and they're sort of starting to draft that permit, the federal permit. And so we're still working with the federal government on moving that permit drafting ahead as quickly as we can. And, you know, I'd hope to see the federal permit at least, you know, in draft or out to public comment, you know, late Q3. So we're more or less on track on that.
Okay, so things are really moving forward for this company. But Stephen, also update us on some of the finances that Excelsior has. What kind of money is in the bank and how much this whole process is costing?
Yeah, we're reasonably well funded. We have about $8 million in the bank at present. That's US dollars. And that's enough money to see us, you know, obviously get through this permitting process and into next year. That said, you know, we are working on project financing now. So we, you know, if we get these permits as we plan in, you know, October or thereabouts, then, you know, we want to have our construction finance sort of in place and ready to go. And therefore we would start construction sometime in sort of November, December. So we're working on that big project finance, but the company itself, you know, is well funded through to next year.
So enough money to continue to take you through all this permitting process. Stephen, can you again just take us through some of the overall numbers around this Gunnarsson Copper project? Because as when I first met the company, it is ranked by one of the largest banks as one of the most profitable and attractive copper projects in the world.
Yeah, we released that feasibility study, I think it was end of 2016, early 17, and the metrics on that are really good, CapEx and OpEx. About these are US dollars, about $800 million NPV, 7.5% discount rate using a US $2.75 copper price. And then, you know, more importantly is that internal rate of return, about 40% IRR on that full project. So, you know, basically we cut out the mining process. That saves an awful lot of capital cost. It saves an awful lot of operating cost. So we have a big margin on this, and that's reflected in those economics.
All right. Well, Stephen, this is and continues to be an interesting story, and one that I think for all investors that want some exposure to the copper industry in a company that is moving their what looks to be very profitable project towards production. Yes, this project is an in-situ mining method, which is something that Stephen and I have chatted about before. I encourage everybody to click on the link below this weekend show posting to revisit some of our recent interviews between Stephen and I. But in the meantime, I understand that you will be continuing to go through some more of the permitting, hopefully sooner rather than later, some response from the government on the actual Gunnarsson Copper project. But now that this Johnson Camp has received its amended state permit, that gets that behind us, and you are cashed up to continue to take the company through this process. For anybody that wants more information, Excelsior Mining is traded on the TSX under the symbol MIN, and everybody in the U.S., EXMGF.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition. In this segment, I am chatting with a regular guest to the show now, Trader Vic Sparandio. And Trader Vic and I sometimes take a look at technical factors in a number of different markets. And sometimes we take a step back and look at what's happening in a broad sense. And that's what we're going to do for this segment. And we're going to recap Yellen's testimony in front of Congress and in front of the Senate that happened on Thursday and Friday of this week. And Trader Vic brought up an interesting headline from the Wall Street Journal that he stated to me off mic and said, this is ludicrous. And this line is that Yellen was going to argue that rate increases are needed to sustain this economic expansion. This seems contrary when you consider that they were cutting rates to help economic expansion. Now they're saying that the opposite is true. Trader Vic, can you explain to me how this can be the case?
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm just going to give the quote. She said, Yellen, to tell House, this comes out of the Wall Street Journal, House panel rate increases are needed to sustain the economic expansion. Now, of course, we've had rates decline and stay at zero for 7.5 years to sustain the economic expansion. So you can't be raising rates and saying the same thing. In other words, one of Aristotle's axioms, which is a self-evident truth, that's what an axiom is, he said, and I'm paraphrasing now, you can't have something become A, have something A and B at the same time and in the same respect. So you can't have a fundamental consequence that is opposite and come out to the same thing. Now, if she said, which would have been the honest thing to say, we're raising rates because we want to lower rates when a recession hits, because that's the reason she's doing this, or we're raising rates because we want to normalize interest rates after 7.5 years of crisis interest rates. See, at least that would have been honest. But you can't say raising rates and selling part of the Fed's portfolio, which is $4.5 trillion, up 5 times in 7 years, or let's call it 8 years. And you can't say that's bullish. You're taking money out of the system when you sell securities. You can't say that's bullish. It's bearish. The end. There's no – now, again, what the Fed does – and here's the moral of the story. If you analyzed all the QEs that the Fed did – and now let's use QE3, which was the last one, which ended in October of, I believe, 14, or near the end of the year, 14 by memory. The same thing happened. They ended QE and the market went up. Now, why would the market go up when you're ending something that pushed the market up in the first place? It's all manipulation. I mean, you can't conclude anything else. And, of course, she's never asked about these things because the press is on her side. And so is Congress because they effectively get reelected by these massive doses of inflation inputs that the Fed put in, and so they can't knock them and get rid of the Fed on the way out. That's why Congress likes them. But in this case, the same thing happened when you ended QE3. The markets went up. So the moral of the story is when Janet Yellen speaks and she says something bad, she has people buying futures. They don't buy stocks. They buy futures. And it either them or their hired guns, and it sends the markets up. So you have to be bullish when she's going to say something bearish if you're trading. Now, of course, I prefer to avoid these kind of markets for my purposes. But if I was coming into the markets and trading and being more objective about the net of what's going to happen, I'd be a buyer on bad news because there's people behind her buying to make the markets go up to prevent people from selling. And that's kind of the unusual analysis of the day. I mean, the whole world is manipulated and it's going to end terribly, terribly. It's just going to, when it ends, but the key is, no one really knows when that'll be.
So, Trader Vic, doesn't this also speak to the bigger picture of the Fed having your back? Clearly, they are paying attention to the markets, and we are still seeing markets stay at a very high level. But the fact of the matter is, by her making the comment that rate increases are needed to sustain this economic expansion, we haven't had very much economic expansion, but we have had screaming higher markets.
Correct. Their wealth effect, and we all understand the Fed is controlled by, you know, with puppet strings. The people that are pulling these strings are the super wealthy, you know, kind of the Bilderberg group, if you will, without throwing out too many names. But these people are just pawns. I mean, there are people pulling those strings. So the wealth effect they use the term wealth effect to give them the excuse to do what they do, but yet they use trickle-down economics to stop tax decreases because really corporate America and the individual taxpayer are completely at odds. The corporate taxpayer wants higher taxes corporately, which they find a way to write off, and then they want low interest rates to drive stock prices up, and they pay capital gains taxes. So the game is very easy to understand once you analyze how the players make their money.
Do you think that this also just further distracts people from taking positions, either defensive positions and, let's say, safe havens or any other sort of market when you do have such a big entity like the Fed clearly paying attention to the conventional stock markets?
No, I believe that the bulk of the money that is run is run with other people's money by managers who have to buy, otherwise they lose the assets. So you can take risk with other people's money if you're a broker or account executive, a money manager. You're taking risk with other people's money. Let me give you an example. Mohammed Al-Aryan, who used to be the CEO of PIMCO, co-CEO, and then he ran Harvard. They had about $25 billion in endowments. And he's a very bright man. I respect him. He's one of the few guys I respect. He was interviewed one time, and he literally, if this was about a year ago or so, he had 100% of his money in cash. That's his money. But other people's money, he's wrong. You see what I mean? The real bright people, in my opinion, the bulk of them have their money in cash. Now, unless they're a money manager, like Lee Cooperman has his two-thirds of his fund is his money or a third of his fund. So he has to be invested, but he's a hedge fund. You know, he's long and he's short and he's playing the game, you know, with some degree of sophistication and knowledge, a huge degree. So I'm always saying the average Joe doesn't really know what's going on and depends on some money manager or other person to put him in the market. And they're putting them in the market because they get fees and the market's going up.
Well, and we continue to see this passive investing, this sort of put it in the markets and forget about it, because I guess you can argue that the Fed has had your back, that the markets have kept on going up because big money managers, the so-called investors, continue to shine a very positive light on the markets. But the fact of the matter is it cannot go on forever, but it already has gone on for 9 years. So as much as the Fed, I believe, continues to pay very close attention to the markets, it does seem like, and we didn't really hear anything new from Yellen, but it does seem like they are going to go through some sort of unwinding of their balance sheet and at least look at continuing to raise rates, although these might come at different times. This, I think, continues to be the big story that everybody needs to watch, because central banks around the world looking at slightly tighter monetary policy, but only if they can keep the markets at levels where they currently are.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. I hope everybody has enjoyed the first three segments of our show so far, and I think this final segment is very noteworthy for the more longer-term investors, understanding the money flows and what is happening more globally rather than just focusing domestically or simply on the precious metals. I have Mark Chandler. He is the global head of currency strategy at Brown Brothers Harriman. We chatted with Mark earlier in the week on Tuesday and discussed the policy outlook for the second half of 2017. If anybody missed that, come check out our website, kereport.com. Click on that special daily editorial. It is well worth a listen. Mark, that being said, let's move into what we're going to discuss here and first talk about this ECB meeting coming up on the 20th. The ECB continues to, I guess, toy with the idea of winding back their QE program, but they're going even slower than the Fed did. What do you think might come out of this meeting? What's important in your eyes?
Okay, sure. You know, in some ways, the ECB is a bit like the Federal Reserve, in the sense that for the Federal Reserve, we know that the quarterly meetings, March, June, September, and December, when the decision, the FOMC decision, is coupled with updated forecasts and a press conference. Well, the ECB has their staff forecast, rather than the individual Fed officials forecasting the economy. The ECB has a staff that makes the forecast, and those are released also every quarter. So this July meeting is in between these staff forecast updates, which means that there probably will not be a new action decided. However, these days, what's just as important as actions is the ECB's forward guidance. And this is how they try to communicate to the market. And so one way they do this is in describing how they perceive the risk assessment. And they've been slowly tapering the risk assessment. They can say, for example, that there's less downside risk to growth, or that the risk of deflation has evaporated. Right now, the one main asymmetrical risk profile is on the asset purchases. The ECB is buying 60 billion euros a month of assets, mostly sovereign bonds in Europe. And they have stated, to try to demonstrate their resolve to the market, they said, if necessary, they will increase the amount of bonds they're buying. Well, that is no longer a relevant statement because the economy is growing strongly and the real move is towards tapering and reducing the amount of bonds that they're buying. And so to help take another baby step towards the exit at the July meeting, they may change this assessment about buying more assets. and something I think that the politicians of all stripes often do, and that is, I think, promise something that they would deliver anyways, or give away something that they don't have. In this case, getting rid of the asymmetrical bias towards increasing the asset purchases is already fully taken aboard by the markets. And so I think that it won't have much of a reaction, except that it brings you one step closer to actually reducing the amount of bonds they're buying, which brings you to another step closer to them stopping it altogether, which I don't think takes place until the middle of next year or so.
So, again, very gradual, as central banks have been doing, because they have gotten themselves into a pretty tough position. But, Mark, one other aspect that I've been talking about for the last, well, number of months now is money flows heading over into European equity ETFs. We just experienced the fourth highest quarterly inflow on record, but it does look like some of this money is starting to slow down. What's your outlook, your assessment for the massive amounts of money that have flown overseas?
Yeah, no, I think that you're right. I mean, I think that the two big themes here in the first half of the year have been buying Europe on an unhedged basis, that is not hedging out the euro, and buying emerging markets. But, you know, looking at, like, say, the strongest market, or one of the strongest markets in Europe, is the German stock market. It peaked almost a month ago, June 20th. And I think that we probably have to continue to correct. And I think the issue really becomes that people are going to take their profits. And that's why I'm often interested, not just where people are putting their money, but when the money leaves, where can it go? And when I talk to portfolio managers and clients at Brown Brothers, our foreign exchange group, our clients are all real money. These are mutual funds, unit trusts, pension funds. And I asked them, I said, so I know how you made money in the first half. How are you going to make money in the second half? And they think it's going to be the same way. They think that even if the European stock markets slip, that they'll be outperforming the U.S. because the interest rates still are so much lower there. And, you know, last year, foreigners sold about $100 billion worth of European stocks. This year, foreigners have bought a little bit more than $20 billion. And so there's a lot more of this, of the reweighting that may go on, where people are buying European stocks on pullbacks. What I find fascinating is there's a, in the charts, after Macron won the first round of the French elections, there's a great sigh of relief in Europe. And the stock markets gapped higher. And that would have been a gap higher on April 24th, after the first round of the elections. And I think that we're going to have to go back and fill that gap. And so that still is, so that gap, as I mentioned, say it goes down to, on the DAX, the gap is found, down to, like, say, 12,100. And so that's another 400 points from here. And, so that's like another 3 or 4% of a pullback, which I can see happening, beginning of a quarter. People take their profits, allow the momentum traders have to move to the sidelines. We're not getting anything, you know, we're not getting any big news. After we get the ECB meeting next week, until we get really closer into September, a lot of Europe takes the month of August, good parts of August off. So I'm thinking that we've seen a big move already in European stocks. The next move is lower, and then I want to see if our clients, institutional investors, really buy that pullback.
Mark, do you think that if this money continues to slow and we do actually see people taking money out of their unhedged positions in Europe, do you think that they then look to the U.S. and put their money there, or is it really more of a safety play where they're just taking their money off the table?
Yeah, I think right now it would be more safety. And I think that, you know, when I talk to fund managers, they're still very, I'd say, concerned about the valuation in the U.S. We'll have to see what happens. You know, we're about to begin our Q2 earnings season. I think that people think that the U.S. stock market is overvalued compared to other markets like Europe, like the emerging markets. I think both of those were valuation stories, but have turned into momentum stories. And so the momentum story may dry up a little bit. I still like, I still think there's potential in Asia as well. So I like the Asian stocks, except maybe China. I just don't have enough visibility and transparency into China. But I do like the Asian stocks over Europe, thinking that there's plenty of room to play catch up. I'll give you a sense of what's happened. You know, that when we say a lot of money's moved into Europe, not so much money's moved into Japan. So I'll give you an example there. The DAX is up 8% year to date. The Spanish stock market's up 11% year to date. Japan is actually among the weakest of the G7 countries. The Nikkei's up a little bit more than 5.5%. So I think there's room to play catch up there. So what I like there is the hedged ETFs, where as global interest rates rise, the yen really suffers because the Bank of Japan is a big lagger. In fact, just this past week, the euro got above its 200-week moving average against the yen. So a weak yen is good for Japanese stocks, but it means that if you buy the Japanese stock market, you might want to consider hedging out the currency. And, of course, there's a lot of ETFs in that space that let you buy, say, a basket of dividend-paying Japanese stocks and hedges out the currency for you. Now, this last few years is the first time such products were available to retail investors.
That's an interesting comment. But, Mark, one final comment before we need to wrap this up here. All of this money that's flowing either out of the U.S. into Europe and what you're saying could potentially flow into Asia, that to me speaks of massive liquidity available in the system. Are you worried at all that as the central banks continue to talk about tighter monetary policy, that this liquidity could dry up and instead of playing catch-up to the upside, markets play catch-up to the downside?
Yeah, it could. I just think that the central banks move so slowly, and the liquidity is, how I say, the liquidity, you know, it's just so amazing what happens. You know, besides these ETFs that are available to retail investors to hedge out currency risk, the explosion of the ETFs, which allows some leveraging in there already. So you're bullish on the S&Ps, and there's ETFs you can buy that are twice the S&Ps, or you're bearish the S&Ps, and there's an ETF you can buy that's two times the S&P to the downside, if not more. And so I think that at the end of the day, equities especially, is not just about liquidity. And so two answers to your question. First, I think the central banks are operating so slowly that it's sort of like the way we say that you cook frogs, and that is you don't put them in boiling water because they jump out. You put them in simmering water so they'd be lulled to sleep. And so that's the first issue. The second issue is I'm not so sure that that's the key here right now is liquidity. I think that there's plenty of savings. I think that some of that money may come out of the bond market and go into the stock market.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.